Welcome to Mamahood is a Trip, the podcast where we fully embrace the raw motherhood movement and all of the wild, wonderful, and why is this wet moments. Time to welcome your host, Ashley Cluck, and buckle up, Mama, because it's about to get wild.
Today's guest is Lauren Barrett, a high school teacher of the deaf and hard of hearing by day, a cross-country coach by afternoon, and a writer by night. She just published her first book, Henry's Hiccups, which tells the story of a boy who loves school until he encounters a problem. His hiccups are getting in the way of answering his teacher. That is, until he discovers a new way of answering questions without speaking. Sign language, which is what I'm so excited to chat with her about today. All right, Lauren. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited to have you on.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that I already technically introduced you to our listeners, but I would love for you to share why you decided to become a teacher for the deaf and hard of hearing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been teaching deaf and hard of hearing students for 11 years now, and it actually started back in sixth grade. I am from a small town in West Virginia, went to a small school, and there really wasn't a large deaf population. But a lady and her two kids moved into the area, and her two kids went to my school, and she was deaf, and she really didn't have anyone to communicate with. So my mom decided that she was going to take classes to learn sign language to communicate with this lady. And I tagged along, and as children, like, we pick up different languages a lot faster. So my mom just could not get it. But it stuck with me, and I kind of struck up with a friendship with this lady, and would always communicate with her when I would see her at church or at school. And that's when I learned, like, oh, I love this. I love signing, and I always wanted to be a teacher. I learned it was a major, and yeah, that's what I've been doing.
That's amazing. And from sixth grade, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool to know. Or I think, I don't remember exactly what I wanted to do in sixth grade, but that's so cool that you realized right then and there that that's what you wanted to do. So let's dive right into teaching babies sign language. I have a couple questions about it. Yeah. So first, why do we want to teach them sign language in the first place? And at what age do you recommend starting?
So I have five big reasons why sign language is so beneficial. One, it improves behavior because babies, they don't have the language. They don't have the language to communicate what they want. So when they want something, they start crying or whining. And as parents, we're like, oh my gosh, what do you want?
Yes.
But with sign language, that comes before they're learning. They learn how to speak, so they're able to sign what they want. And one particular story I have in mind is my son was probably like 6 months. He knew a few words, but not much. And one time he started whining, maybe for a second or so, but I had been teaching him sign language, and then he signed water, which is a W up to your mouth. And I was like, oh, I would have never guessed that if he hadn't known sign language. Sign language just definitely helps with behavior and eases frustration in babies.
Toddlers.
We'll get to toddlers, yes. They can communicate what they want. Another beneficial reason for learning sign language is it improves spelling and vocabulary in kids. So for spelling, each letter of the alphabet has its own separate sign. It's called finger spelling. So when you're teaching kids language and you use the hand shapes for each sign, it's another way that the brain can commit a letter or a word to memory. So you see it on paper, you hear it, and then you have the actual manual hand shape. So it's just another way that the brain can make a connection and help it stick in their mind more. Also, it improves fine motor skills. Since kids have to use their hands, it strengthens the muscles in their hand and also their hand-eye coordination. So it helps with motor skills. And then lastly, it builds communication skills. So a big part of ASL is facial expressions. In fact, facial expressions are part of the grammar of sign language. So kids become a better reader of body language and emotions when you use sign language with them. Since 70 to 93% of communication is nonverbal, that's a big part.
I don't remember when I heard that statistic. Uh-huh. It's been a couple of years, but it blew my mind. So totally understand that.
Yeah. So yeah, those are five big reasons. And you asked when they should begin learning sign language.
Yes.
I recommend anytime. It's never too late, never too early to start, but
okay.
I recommend starting as early as you can. Like I started from birth.
Okay. Are there any specific words that you suggest starting with or resources that you recommend using for parents who are learning alongside their babies and toddlers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I always say functional over fun signs. So it might be fun to teach them the colors, numbers, that, but I recommend starting with more functional signs like eat, sleep, more.
Milk,
absolutely. Milk. Yes, all done. And another thing I recommend is signing in context instead of just sitting there with, like, you know, flashcards and carving out a small time of the day to teach them sign language. Sign in context. So when you're eating, sign eat with them. When they're ready for a nap or to go to sleep, sign sleep. When they're ready to take a bath, sign bath. So just signing consistently throughout the day. And I know it's hard to always remember that as moms were busy. So a tip that I've heard from a few different people is to put post-it notes around. So like a post-it note in the kitchen saying, remember sign language, or these are the words, the sign, or in the nursery, putting a post-it note there so you can remember that.
Yeah. Is it all done like this?
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had downloaded a resource and I cannot remember where it's from. And it was probably when Oakley was around 6 months old too. And we started working on a few of them, more milk and nap. But that's really the only ones we've done so far. And even then, sometimes I'll be like, all done. And she'll be like, you know, and just kind of really flails her arms. So I'm like, is she understanding or... is this just like a dramatic version of what I did? How long do you see that it takes babies, or I guess really any, is there a difference on how long it takes a baby in your opinion to pick up sign language versus older toddler, actual, you know, 6 to 7 year old, somewhere around there?
Yeah. So babies, you might not see a baby start signing their first word until like around 6 months, sometimes earlier, sometimes later, but 6 months is kind of that magical time where you actually see them start signing more. But just because they're not signing before that doesn't mean that they're not understanding. Definitely keeping consistent. And as for toddlers, yeah, I think they're going to pick it up. They're going to pick it up faster.
Okay.
And some, I think you asked about some resources.
Yes.
That I recommend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure if you will email those to me after the show, because I want to make sure and link those in the show notes.
So when you're looking for resources, when I tell parents when they're looking for resource, one, make sure it's either by a deaf and hard of hearing person or someone that has strong ties to the deaf and hard of hearing community, like an interpreter or a teacher for the deaf. There's a lot of books out there that are wrong, unfortunately.
So when you say wrong, do you mean in, just flat out wrong, like this sign doesn't mean this word, or is it more like a whole style of communication that they're off base with, if that makes sense?
Yeah. Some that I've seen wrong is more like a gesture instead of the actual true ASL language that is attached to the community. I think there's one book that I know you guys can't see me, but this is the sign for dog.
I'm going to be doing some video snippets, so they may see it.
So the sign for dog is like snapping your fingers and like hitting your leg. And in one book, it had the sign for dog, like you have to pant like a dog. And that's kind of really, that's not like honoring the true ASL language.
Okay.
And so these are just people writing the book without any knowledge or experience with the deaf community.
Gotcha.
So the ones I really like are ASL Nook. It is run by a deaf family. There's a deaf mom and a deaf, I think she has two deaf daughters. And they make videos and they have an Instagram page. I really like that. And then on Instagram, Sign In Grow. Her name is Mary. She runs the account. And she used to be an ASL interpreter. So, again, she has strong ties to the ASL community. Not only does she teach you sign language, she teaches you about the culture of deafness too. And then Sign Me Up is a book, and it has a book to go with it and posters that you can put around your house so you can remember to sign.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, I want to make sure and link to those in the show notes. Before we get into your book, I want to talk a little bit more about toddlers specifically because my daughter is going into that. She just turned 14 months old.
Oh, nice.
So I want to talk a little bit about how we can use sign to teach them how to express their very big feelings that they have.
Yes, absolutely. So once, you know, your kid kind of grows out of the baby phase, they start dropping the sign language in favor of words, which is normal and natural. But what I found and I researched is that even though they're grasping those concrete words like milk and water and different types of food, the abstract words like feelings are so hard for them to understand. And when we use sign language, that gives them a much clearer picture of what the sign or what the word means. So for example, my son is scared. He loves tractors, but he's also very scared of tractors. And I taught him the sign for scare like this. And when I teach him the sign, I make sure I exaggerate the facial expression and I do the sign. And one day we were at the pumpkin patch and a tractor came by and he like pointed to the tractor and is like, mommy, mommy. And then he did it scared, scared. And just by doing that sign and knowing that he had a meaning attached to that word and he knew what it was, it calmed him down. He wasn't as scared. So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So how I use sign language, first of all, it's actually research has proven that sign language can calm kids in stressful situations. So what I do is whenever we read books about feelings, I show my son the sign. I'll say the sign and I'll show him the sign multiple times. And I make sure my facial expressions are exaggerated, happy.
And matching the emotion.
And then so once we kind of talk about that in books and he has an actual experience, I always say, like, you're, and I repeat the emotion over and over again. Like, say, I turn off the TV, it's time to go to bed, he's sad, he's crying, and I will just look at him and be like, oh, you're sad, sad, sad. And I sign it over and over again. And sometimes that's enough to just like diminish the tantrum. Just because he sees me signing it, sees me matching his emotions.
He knows that you understand what he's feeling.
And he will sometimes even repeat it back to me. I'm sad. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
And if that doesn't work, then I move on to, you know, I okay the feeling. Like, it's okay to be sad, sad, sad. And then I hold the boundary. I'm like, okay, TV's done. I know you're sad, sad, sad. And then, I mean, usually that's enough to kind of end it just by seeing the sign.
I am definitely going to take on some of those tips. And because we, like I said, we have moved from this sweet little baby phase to full-blown toddler now.
Yes,
and
I totally understand.
It's a whole new world.
Thank you
for sharing that. So I know I talked a little bit about your book in the introduction, but I would love for you to tell me more about how it came about and where our listeners can get their hands on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So my book is called Henry's Hiccups, and it's after my son. His name is Henry. And when he was a baby, he had the hiccups a lot. And then I kind of wanted to have a sign language piece to it since I teach deaf and hard of hearing students. So I got the idea that what if Henry has the hiccups and he goes to school and he can't get rid of his hiccups. And every time he goes to try to answer the teacher's questions, he raises his hand, he's about to answer, and then he hiccups and he just can't get the answer out until he meets his friend, Natalie, who is deaf and Henry knows sign language. And Natalie gives him the idea, well, the next time the teacher calls on me, I can use sign language. And so he does. And the teacher's kind of about to say that you're wrong, but then Natalie's class walks by and is like, wait a minute, he just used a different way to communicate. And how about we teach your class sign language? So the book really was kind of about making kids aware that there's different ways to communicate, with sign language being one of them. And what I really like is that two of my former students illustrated the book.
So amazing. And where all is it available to get?
Yeah, so it's on Amazon at Henry's Hiccups, and you can also find it on my website, laurenbarrettwrites.com, and there's a section all about Henry's Hiccups. I have a discussion guide you can use. I actually have myself, I videoed myself signing the book, so you can see it in sign language, and I also have some lesson plans that go with it, and I have a freebie, where you can learn 15 signs for feelings and some activities to do with sign language and teaching kids feelings.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm going to have to go to your website after we get done and download that. I also need to order the book. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Before we sign off, this is always my favorite question to ask. I would love for you to share your most memorable, wild, wonderful, or why is this wet moment of mamahood?
I know. I laughed when I read that, though. Why is that wet part? Because that's actually a game we would play when my son was a baby. My husband and I would always play, why is this wet game? And we would have to guess, is he wet because he peed? Was he wet because he spit up? Or is he wet because he just spilled something all over him? And it's actually funny now that he's a toddler and he can talk. He loves to say, mommy, mommy, daddy, I'm wet. And then we like pause and they're like, okay. But we got to figure out why is he wet.
Yeah.
Since he's potty training now, I'm like, is it pee or did he just...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So that goes right along with the question. I mean, that fits right in. That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to make sure and link to all the resources and your book in the show notes. So for those of you listening, make sure and go there for all the details to find out more about Lauren. Visit the podcast show notes at mamahoodisatrip.com/podcast. Until next time, stay well, mamas.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mamahood is a Trip. Be sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening so you don't miss one mamahood moment. Follow along on Instagram at Ashley Cluck and head to our website at www.mamahoodisatrip.com to learn more and get involved. Until next time, stay wild, mamas.